And now with us is John Solomon, who's with us every week, and he's always had some breaking news. Lydia?
And this is John Solomon of JustTheNews.com, intrepid investigative reporter. They should just simply have FOIA under your name. Nothing gets by you. What's the breaking news? John Solomon.
A lot of big breaking news today. A big victory in the war on terror. U.S. Special Forces raid the home of ISIS's top leader in Syria. Before they could kill him, he killed himself and sadly his young children and family too. But the top leader from ISIS is now dead. A major score for the Biden administration and for the war on terror. A lot of people excited about this. His name was Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Karashi. He was number one on our get terror list. He is now dead, and ISIS has lost another of its key leaders. So that's the big news that's been breaking around. I've got one that's caught my attention because we all go to the mailbox. We pick up our mail. We drop off our mail at the Postal Service. Our good reporter, Aaron Kliegman, broke this story last night. The Postal Service has been buying technology that allows them to hack into Americans' cell phones, your mobile devices, and access your social media posts. And one may ask, why does the Postal Service need that technology?
Why?
They don't have a very good answer. We know it comes from their Postal Service Inspection Division, which sometimes does investigate postal crimes. But this art of hacking into cell phones seems to go beyond normal criminal stuff and almost like a form of spying. A lot of civil libertarians, both conservative and liberal civil libertarians, are extremely worried about this. You've got Judicial Watch up with EPIC, Electronic Privacy Information Center. Very different ideologies, both equally concerned that the Postal Service appears to be in the game of spying.
Wow.
Is there any way to prevent yourself from...
But who are they directing it to?
Yes.
There's no detail in this report other than they used it a several hundred times to access phones during the course of investigations. 34 devices using one of the technologies, 143 with the second one. This little tidbit was buried in their annual report to Congress. No information. We are working hard to dig further. But I can tell you, the civil liberties world, left and right, just jaw-dropped by this revelation.
Wow. What else?
Well, my favorite story of the week goes back to something I did when I was working at the Hill. We did a lot of stories on Ukraine, Joe Biden, his son. And if you remember, that led to impeachment. And the story America was force-fed during impeachment was there was Hunter Biden worked for this maybe corrupt company. It looked like the appearance of a conflict of interest, but it never impacted U.S. policy in Ukraine. We heard that 100 times from every witness, from every Democrat who gave a speech on the floor. Finally, I have revealed in a classified document, this is a document kept secret from the American public for more than 5 years, George Kent, one of the famous impeachment witnesses. He was a guy that wore the bow tie. He was very colorful, very good witness for the Democrats. He actually wrote an email concluding that Hunter Biden's work for Burisma undercut the entire anti-corruption activities of the United States in Ukraine. That is a major change in story, a major revelation. A lot of people talking about it. I'll just read you what he wrote. Now, keep in mind, this is November 2016. The Obama-Biden administration is leaving office. This got classified, so it couldn't be released to the public. I got it from a source and made it public now. But he writes, the real issue to my mind, this is George Kent, senior State Department official, star impeachment witness. The real issue to my mind was that someone in Washington needed to engage VP Joe Biden quietly and say that his son Hunter's presence on the Burisma board undercut the anti-corruption message that the VP in the United States was advancing in Ukraine. And he goes on to explain how it did it, which is Joe Biden comes into Ukraine and says, don't do corruption anymore. Clean your act up. And then people turn around and there is Hunter Biden working for one of the most corrupt figures in Ukraine at the time. In fact, State Department knew that while Hunter Biden was on the board of this company, Burisma, that the company had paid not one, but two bribes to try to make prosecutors drop cases. That's how corrupt this company was. Now, 2 years after impeachment, we're finding out the storyline Democrats gave us wasn't true.
Now, have you figured out yet why we're buying all this oil from Russia and from OPEC instead of buying it from Canada and Alaska?
It's a head scratcher, right? It is an ideological thing, as best I can tell. I've interviewed about 4 or 5 dozen people over the last 2 months about this. And to a T, Democrat, Republican, they say the same thing. Listen, Joe Biden and his Democratic Party wants to reduce America's reliance on fossil fuels. And they're going to do it by cutting off the spigots here, like shutting down the Trans-Canada pipeline, right? We know they did that Keystone pipeline. In the interim, while we don't have enough energy to make up for that, they're glad to go back to the dependency of OPEC in Russia. But what it does is it props up Russia's market. Vladimir Putin is far more excited today about the price of oil because of what Joe Biden has done.
John Solomon, thank you for coming on. And you provide such a service to the American people by getting the truth out.
And again, it's justthenews.com. And John, tell us about your new TV show.
Yeah, it's called Just the News. We made it simple. It's on Real America's Voice every night at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So grateful to have that platform, as I am every time I get to come on your great radio station as well.
Well, WABC, thanks you very much.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too.